Hey there, Daily Dosers. My name is Jason Diaz, and I'm the worship pastor at our RB campus. And I'm so thrilled to talk with you today because today we are talking about how to love and be loved supernaturally. Our passage for today comes from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3. We're going to look at verses 1 through 7. And it reads like this. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Man, when I read this passage, honestly, it hits different. You know, I can't help but imagine what it must have been like for Paul to write these words. Hopefully he felt a sense of peace in it, knowing that he was communicating the truth, because it is truth. And when I hear this, I think to myself of all the ways that I might have chosen pleasure in my life recently over God's love. Maybe I've had an appearance of godliness in my life, but none of its staying power. And for me, I think that looks like sometimes showing up to church on Sunday, you know, and just having the outward display in worship of lifting my hands and participating. But then maybe I'm checking my phone or looking at ESPN during the sermon, or maybe I put my offering in the offering plate. And at the end of church, that's the end of my time. I'm going home. I'm just going to be all about my fun day because Sunday's about me. My games are on, my shows are on. Don't bother me. You know, that's my time. And none of that is inherently bad, right? But it's also not great. So maybe there's a better way to do this. Maybe there's a way for me to be connected in the spirit more than I have before. You know, I think I get tripped up sometimes when I think about my definition of love versus God's definition of love. And when I do that, I kind of sink my teeth into this feeling of how I want to be loved versus what I actually need, how I need to be loved, how God wants to love me. And so there's a message in there of how can we pursue this love that goes above and beyond what we know and experience that's supernatural, that only comes from the Spirit, from Jesus, from God. I'll give you an example. So my wife, Rebecca, and I, whenever we're at home, if we're just hanging out, watching TV, or on our phones, just kind of, you know, browsing, we might talk about something we want to do, something we want to see, or a food we want to try. And within a few minutes, almost without fail, we'll see an ad or a commercial for that very same thing. And it's kind of creepy. It's like somebody's kind of listening all the time, waiting to satiate our every desires. And you know, what's funny about that is when I follow those paths down to the commercial, the advertisement, whatever it leads to, I see a person or people that the world says I should be like. I see products and things that the world says I should have. And I see things that I'm supposed to value. But when I look in the mirror, I see a person that looks very different than the people that I'm being presented with. And often the things that I'm told to buy and value, I can't even afford. But when I look at the Bible and I look at this scripture and I truly try to understand what it means to know the truth, not just to always be learning, but to know the truth and to be a lover of God, now I understand who I am, whose I am. Now I know that I'm created to be a child of God and that nothing else matters if I just focus on this. And so how do we continue to be lovers of God? Well, I want to just give you three key ways to do that. So for me, one way is just to sit down with a friend, someone that I love and admire and trust, and just share with them a few things that I love about them. It might be something as simple as, hey, you know, you're funny, smart, and kind. Your presence in my life brings me a lot of joy. And then ask them to do the same for you. I challenge you not to walk away feeling loved. And the second way is just before you click add to cart and complete my purchase this week, just say a prayer of gratitude. Just give God thanks. I'm not saying don't buy those things, because that's, you know, up to you. But if it might change your perspective on what you need versus what you want. So just say a prayer of thanks. And the third way that we can kind of get into this mindset of really understanding supernatural love is just to take a moment and memorize this verse. Write it on a note card, put it on your bathroom mirror, on your car's dash, whatever it might be. Psalm 139:14. Just to come back to this and say, you know what, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And if we're reminding ourselves of who we are in Christ, if we're reminding ourselves that we have all we need, giving thanks and gratitude in every situation, and we're reminding ourselves of the people in our lives who love us, who know us and care about us, we're going to experience a different kind of love. We're going to experience supernatural love. Thanks for listening, Daily Dosers. Have a great rest of your week.